Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 21st, 2014. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. A really unusual, rare planetary pattern formed last week, the conjunction of Venus and Pluto, which occurred at the same time as Uranus was exactly square to Venus and Pluto. The reason it is rare is that Pluto and Uranus are square to each other only once every 80 years or so, and the likelihood of Venus or some other planet being present at exactly that time is rather remote. Pluto is the planet of destruction and regeneration. Uranus is unexpected events. Venus is the planet of entertainment, finance, and agreements. Thus, Venus's significations were quite vulnerable to sudden destruction and or transformation last week. The destruction of entertainment part of this planetary signification manifested as the craziness over Sony Pictures' film The Interview, a satirical comedy featuring the assassination of Kim Jong-un, leader of North Korea. Seems that someone didn't think this was a funny idea for a movie. Things got really crazy last week when the hacker group progressed from the very damaging cyber attack on Sony's computer system to a direct threat of terrorist violence to any theaters planning to screen the film, which prompted Sony to pull the film from theatrical release. And then, even President Obama got involved, raising the incident to the highest level. The implications of this whole caper are that now, a foreign agent can effectively censor the media in the United States. In true Pluto-Shiva-like fashion, this whole event turns out to be a game-changer, the final results of which are still to manifest. Potentially, Pluto will prove its true worth. Destruction, yes, but so that something transformative, something new, can take its place. For instance, this could, as has already been proposed, become a major advance in the movies via the internet market if this new movie were to be distributed directly through the internet to the public. Venus is the planet of harmony and agreement. Pluto destroys what existed so that something new can take its place. The other game changer last week was the destruction of the decades-old Cold War relic of hostility between the USA and Cuba. The Obama administration announced the normalization of relations with Cuba, ushering in a new era of cooperation between the two countries. Even Venus's signification as the planet of beauty went through a makeover of sorts last week. Officials of the Miss World beauty pageant announced that they were eliminating the swimsuit competition in an effort to make the pageant more ambassadorial rather than sexy. Contestants will no longer be paraded around in their bikinis. Oh well. Back in late November, Mars entered Capricorn. Shortly thereafter, on December 7th, while transiting in Cancer, Jupiter began its retrograde period. So now we have Jupiter, the planet of prosperity, being held back in the zodiac, while simultaneously being opposed by the attack planet, Mars, thus an attack on prosperity. Lately, the country that has been feeling the brunt of this energy pattern has been Russia, whose currency, the ruble, has been in near free fall, losing 20% of its value in just 2 days last week. A recession, maybe depression, is now guaranteed for Russia for 2015. And, due to the fact that so many international banks are holding rubles, Russian bonds, and so forth, there is the distinct possibility that the financial contagion will spread beyond Russia's borders over the coming weeks and months. Jupiter is the planet that represents banks, bonds, credit. Mars will be exactly opposite retrograde Jupiter on January 1st. Back on November 27th, Mars entered Capricorn. Capricorn happens to be the rising sign of President Obama's birth chart. When Mars, the planet of action, goes through your ascendant, you are impelled to act. Mars is also the planet of conflict, and when it transits through your ascendant, your actions tend to bring challenges from others. Over the past weeks, Mr. Obama has indeed acted more independently, issuing executive orders such as on immigration and more recently Cuba. This has brought on the ire of his opponents, who are threatening retaliation when the new Congress convenes in January. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.